KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, 77 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be sunny here today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. One person has died and four other people were injured during a collision between a pickup and a car Sunday evening on Interstate 80 near the I-29 interchange. According to Council Bluffs Police, the vehicles collided at around 6:10 p.m. when one of the vehicles heading west on I-80 left the road, traveled down an embankment and entered the I-29 southbound, I-80 eastbound on-ramp, and collided with the second vehicle. Both vehicles rolled over following the impact. The driver of one vehicle and three passengers, along with the driver of the other vehicle and one passenger, were transported to area hospitals. Media reports say a female in one of the vehicles died, while the driver of the vehicle was listed in critical condition. Bluffs police have not released an official report on any of the victims' conditions, and no names have been released. The cause of the crash remained under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations Unit. News time is 7:08.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up early this year. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming spring flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
A high school class reunion in Underwood will likely be remembered as the weekend a classmate's daughter died during a crash. Omaha television station KETV reports 13-year-old Taylor Isaac died instantly while her mother and two brothers were injured when the 2005 Chevy Tahoe they were in crashed into a field at around 6:40 a.m. Saturday on a highway about 4 miles south of the Kansas-Nebraska state line. Taylor, her mother, 39-year-old Nikki Isaac of Hydro, Oklahoma, and her 14-year-old son Jacob were trapped in the wreckage for hours. Isaac's youngest son, 10-year-old Mackenzie, was thrown from the vehicle, and after about 4 hours was able to wave down a passing car to get help. The Kansas Highway Patrol said Jacob and Mackenzie were not wearing their seatbelts. Authorities say Nikki Isaac's foot had to be reattached while Jacob required a back brace after he fractured a vertebrae, and Mackenzie has a broken elbow. The family was en route to a reunion of the Underwood High School when the accident occurred. KETV reports the UHS class of 1992 pooled its resources to help Isaac's family. They also plan to raise money at Underwood's 4th of July parade on Wednesday. A body found last month near a western Iowa highway has been identified as a missing Pennsylvania man. On June the 19th, two railroad workers discovered the body near Highway 30 between Vale and Westside. Crawford County Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler says an autopsy was conducted at the state medical examiner's lab and the body has been identified.
The identity is that of 44-year-old Jonathan Elwell of Shillington, Pennsylvania, whose rented vehicle was found in rural Crawford County, Iowa back in April 20th, 2012. At this time, foul play is not suspected.
Steinkuhler says additional tests are pending as the actual cause of death has not been determined. Elwell was last seen in Pennsylvania on April 17th. Elwell did not own a car and rented the vehicle, found abandoned in western Iowa. His bicycle was found in the rental car's trunk. Officials of the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are expected to be on hand today to further investigate a single-engine airplane crash which occurred late Friday evening about 6 miles northwest of Griswold in Pottawatomie County. As we told you later that same evening and during our reports over the weekend, the crash was reported just after 8:30 p.m. Friday southeast of 18384 490th Street. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News that evening that the plane was taking off from a private grass runway east of a residence following an aircraft-type fly-in event when the accident occurred.
Apparently the owner, who's 75, of Atlantic, passenger, I believe is 59, also from the Atlantic area, they're attempting to take off. I believe the plane stalled, went down, and basically flopped over.
The men were injured, but their injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Both were transported by Griswold Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Their names are not currently available. Tanker said he was very happy to learn their injuries weren't more serious.
We've had airplane accidents. Fortunately, we don't get a lot of them, but a lot of them are small plane. The results are not really good. I mean, when they go down, a lot of times they're very serious injuries or death.
KJAN News, time is 7:13.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
I have such a hectic schedule today. My mother just called, and she needs her prescription refilled. I just don't know how I can get by Health Mart and make all my other appointments on time.
Don't worry. At Health Mart, we offer free delivery. I can refill Bonnie's prescription, and we'll take it to her house. And since Health Mart pharmacies honor insurance plans, including Medicare, I'll handle that end of it for you, too. Since Health Marts are independently owned pharmacies, it's easy to offer free delivery.
Wow, you are a lifesaver.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing: allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
In the funeral announcements, Joyce Lewis, age 75, of Panora, died June the 25th in Florida. A funeral service for Joyce Lewis will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Susan M. Simonson, age 62, of Akron, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Susan Simonson will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Akron. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Frank M. Jessen, age 87, of Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Frank Jessen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Burdette Shorty Parrott, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shorty Parrott will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Morrell, age 87, of Ocala, Florida, died June 21st. Funeral services for Richard Morrell will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Gray United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.